Ivan Gorod and Ivan Gorod Fortress Introduction. On the right bank of the Narva River, 159 kilometres from St. Petersburg, the Russian town of Ivan Gorod is situated. It was founded by the Grand Prince of Moscow, Ivan III, in 1492 as a fortress. During its history, Ivan Gorod was laid siege to by enemies numerous times, and it was under the rule of the Swedes and a suburb of Narva. In 1954, it was granted the status of a town. At present, Ivan Gorod is well known as a border crossing point on the border with Estonia. 10,000 people live in Ivan Gorod. Among big industrial companies are Narva Hydroelectric Power Plant, which was built over half a century ago, and a young company called Jura Corporation. Small and middle-sized companies are actively growing in the field of trade and services. The main site of the town is one of the mightiest Russian fortresses, Ivan Gorod Fortress, which is named after its founder, the Grand Prince of Moscow and the Grand Prince of all Rus, Ivan III. The fortress was founded in 1492 on the Russian-Livonian border, opposite Narva, which was a large Livonian city at the time. There is no other place in Eastern Europe where the opposition of two neighbouring countries of the East and West would be so pronounced. The construction of the fortification, which was the mightiest in those times, took place according to a single plan in several stages. In the middle of the 16th century, the fortress consisted of four parts: the large Boyar city, the castle, the front city, and the Boyar earth mound. 11 multi-level strong towers protected its walls. The construction work in Ivan Gorod Fortress was supervised by both the Russian commanders and the Italian architects. Ivan Gorod was the first regular fortress in Russia. All advanced innovations at the end of the 15th century were reflected in its construction, and later on all new engineering ideas were implemented here. Ivan Gorod came under enemy attack by enemies more than 10 times, but it was never taken by direct assault. During the Second World War, 6 towers out of 11 were destroyed, as well as large sections of the walls and the majority of the buildings inside of the fortress. At present, Ivan Gorod Fortress is a museum and a tourist attraction.